What's up, guys, and welcome back to Wrestling Karen's Podcast. Today, we're going to be doing Top 40 WrestleMania matches. Are you pumped? Are you excited? Are you on the edge of your seat? Anyways, so we are gathered today for the Top 40 WrestleMania matches, so don't hesitate to let me know your own Top 40 WrestleMania matches, baby, because we're on the road to WrestleMania. What are you pumped to see? What are you excited to see? What are you hoping to see? Because, you know, at WrestleMania, baby, anything is possible to happen. Are we going to see Cody Rhodes? Are we going to see The Rock? Are we going to see something awesome? Anyways, I'm going to see some returns because that would be awesome too. Anyways, with further ado, without any hesitation, let's get on to it because this is literally, I'm not kidding, probably the 60th time I tried to record this podcast. This is why this podcast is unfiltered, because you're gathered here today. You're witnesses to my own technical difficulties. So anyways, let's get on into it, because let's get on to it, you know. Don't forget to get your Peacock, because that's you're going to be watching WrestleMania 38 out, you know. But anyways, let's get on to it. Okay, all right, coming number one, we got The Rock versus John Cena, WrestleMania 28. What a match, what a feud, what a rivalry this was. Fruity Pebbles, my favorite insult ever. Still think of it when I see the Fruity Pebbles hero all the time. Still a classic match. I love this match. Number two, Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Batista, WrestleMania 30, WWE World Heavyweight Championship. What a match. What a moment for Daniel Bryan. Him fighting the authority to get his moment, to get his time to shine. What a match. Number three, Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan, WWE Championship, WrestleMania 35. What a moment for Kofi Kingston. This is another person who fought the authority to get his time to shine, his moment, if you will. Kofi Mania is still one of my favorite moments of WrestleMania. Number four, Mick Foley versus Edge, hardcore match. WrestleMania 22, what a match, what legends they are. I mean, this match is still one of my favorites as well. All right, number five, Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 26, streak versus career. What a match this was. I mean, I remember watching this match and being on the edge of my seat, because I'm just like, I don't want Shawn losing, I don't want Undertaker losing, but like, it's just such a great match. And bittersweet, but what a career Shawn Michaels had. You know what I mean? It was a great time. It was a great moment. It was awesome. Anyways, number six, The Undertaker versus Triple H, WrestleMania 28, Hell in a Cell match. Guest referee, Shawn Michaels. I mean, this match was awesome. It was insane. Had so many great moments. And the moment that stood out the most was all three of them at the ramp together. What a moment they had. All three legends. And it's crazy to talk about it because we're literally days after from the announcement from Triple H in his in-ring retirement. What a career he's had, though. Whatever you can say about Triple H, you know what I mean? He has helped shaped WWE in so many ways. Not both, you know, like WWE, but like NXT, creative, everything in between, he's done it. You know what I mean? I feel like he deserves to be recognized. So I feel, you know, he deserves a Hall of Fame induction very soon. Anyways, number seven, the Hardy Boys versus the Dudley Boys versus Edge and Christian, WrestleMania 17, TLC match, WWF tag team titles. What a match this was. Great, like, teams in general, like, legends, if you will. All of these people are legends. Sorry. Number eight, Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 25. What a feud they had. I mean, I still love Shawn Michaels and Undertaker's feud, and you can't not say that. I mean, every time you go back to rewatch it, it's just so entertaining. I enjoy it so much. Number nine, WrestleMania 24, Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels. If Ric Flair loses, he must retire. Sorry, I'm losing my voice kind of. Anyways, I think this match is awesome. It was a bittersweet for Ric Flair to lose, but my favorite moment of that match was Shawn Michaels saying he loves him and he's sorry, and then kicking me. Still one of my favorite moments. And it's just so good, but so sad. Number 10, The Undertaker versus AJ Styles, the Bond Garden match, WrestleMania 36. What a match this was. I don't care what you say, but this match had great storytelling and them going back and forth with each other, talking through it. You know what I mean? All of that in that match was so great. They really, like, put everything into this match, and it was so great. That's just my opinion. And, you know, we all have different opinions. That is why we're different. Okay. Number 11, Edge versus Randy Orton, greatest WrestleMania match, last man standing match, WrestleMania 36. What a match this was. I mean, huge. It was great. It had great storytelling as well. Another great match, WrestleMania 36. Number 12, Brock Lesnar versus Reigns versus Rollins, WWE World Heavyweight Championship, WrestleMania 31. Rollins cashing in the win is still one of my favorite moments of WrestleMania in general. Like, it's one of my favorites. So, still for Kofi and Jay Rollins win. But this one was also a great moment because Seth, you know, it was just a great moment. And it's crazy because now he's trying to get his moment at WrestleMania 38. And I did see the announcement and him going to be involved at WrestleMania. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Will we see him fight anyone? Will we see Cody come? I don't know. Everyone's been talking about that. And honestly, if he does come, I can't see Seth Rollins losing because that's not fair. And he deserves his moment to shine at WrestleMania. He's been kicking ass in WWE. That's just my opinion. All right, number 13, Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy, Extreme Rules match, WrestleMania 25. What a match this was. Brothers going versus brothers is always great. Our friends in general. Number 14, Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania 13. What a match this was. I mean, oh my gosh. What a match. And what a WrestleMania this was as well. And now we're going to see Stone Cold Steve Austin stand in a ring, getting interviewed, and I'm pumped to see him return, but like it's just kind of like letting you down in a way because it's not what you want, but you know, I'm still pumped to see him return, I guess. All right, number 15, Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles, and this is WrestleMania 33. I really enjoyed this feud. I thought it was great. That's just my opinion. Number 16, John Cena versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 34. I thought this was a great match. Was short. It should have been better, and it should have like had a feud or storyline or something. But I wanted to mention this one because it reminds me of of Seth Rollins and him trying to get someone the rest of him at WrestleMania 38. Anyways, number 17, Jericho versus Triple H, undisputed WWE Championship match, WrestleMania 18. What a match this was! What a feud! What a rivalry. Awesome match. Number 18, Flair versus Banks versus Lynch. Triple threat WWE Women's Championship match, WrestleMania 32. What a moment for the women. What a match this was. Huge, huge match. I enjoyed this match. That's my opinion. Number 19, Mickie James versus Trish Stratus, Women's Championship. And of course, this is Mania 22. I love this feud. Love this rivalry. What a moment for the women, because it was like early times for the women where they're still fighting to get their shine and get their moment to, you know, prove what they have in WWE of wrestling in general. And it's just, to mention that. Number 20, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 18. I wanted to mention this one because I feel like this feud was really great. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great rivalry. That's just my opinion. Number 21, The Undertaker versus Batista, WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and this is WrestleMania 23. I personally thought this match was awesome. That's just my opinion, though. Anyways, let's continue on. All right, number 22, John Cena versus Shawn Michaels, WWE Championship, and this is, of course, WrestleMania 23. What a match this was. I mean, we got John Cena, we got Shawn Michaels. I mean, what more could you want from a match? I mean, two legends going at it. You can say what you want about John Cena, but he's a legend in my book. Number 23, The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt, WrestleMania 31, another great match. I really kind of wish we had The Fiend versus The Undertaker, but, you know, it is what it is. Number 24, The Undertaker versus Edge, and of course, this is WrestleMania 24, and this is for the World Heavyweight Championship. And what a match this was. I mean, Edge, The Undertaker, two legends and two Hall of Famers going at it. You know what I mean? Well, he wasn't Hall of Famer at the time, but we all knew he was going to eventually get in. Number 25, Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero. WrestleMania 21. What a feud this was. What a rivalry. The Dominic thing. Do you still hope to see Dominic turn on Rey Mysterio? Do you think it will happen? I don't know. Is there potential there? Who knows? Number 26, Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle, the WWE Championship, WrestleMania 19. What a match this was. I really enjoyed this time with Brock Lesnar. You know, it was like an early time for Brock too, and it was a really great match. And it's crazy because I really, really, really love this new, you know, like cowboy look that Brock has got going on right now. I enjoy it, and I'm kind of rooting for him at WrestleMania 38. All right, number 27, Charlotte Flair versus Asuka, SmackDown Women's Title, WrestleMania 34. What a match this was. I really love their feud, and I really wish we could see another moment between Asuka and Flair, or Asuka between someone else. Like, I don't know, like Rhea Ripley or something. I don't know. I just think, like, Asuka deserves so much more right now, and we haven't seen her on TV in so long, it seems like. Number 28, Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart, 60-minute Iron Man match, WWF Championship, and this is WrestleMania 12, an early moment for WrestleMania. Two legends going at it. I mean, what a match this was. It was insane. I mean, kept you on your edge of your feet type match. Number 29, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock, no disqualification match, WWF Championship, WrestleMania 17. Like I said, I personally love the Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock feuds. It kind of reminds me of Randy Orton and the John Cena's feud, although nothing could beat Stone Cold and The Rock's feud, though. Historical feud and rivalry. What a match that was, though. Number 30, Triple H versus John Cena, WWE Championship, and this is WrestleMania 22. What a match this was. I really love this one. Probably one of my favorites as well. Number 31, Triple H versus Triple H versus Sting and a disqualification match, WrestleMania 31. What a match this was. What a historical match this was. I enjoyed this match personally. I'm so sorry if I'm yelling, but there is music playing in the background and it's so annoying. Anyways, I enjoyed this match. Number 32, Asuka versus Rhea Ripley, Raw Women's Title, WrestleMania 37. What a match this was. I really would love to see this again, personally. That's just my opinion. Number 33, Reigns versus Triple H, WWE Championship, WrestleMania 32. What a match this was. I enjoyed their feud. I thought it was great. Number 34, Rousey versus Flair versus Becky Lynch, WrestleMania 35. This was a winner's take all for the SmackDown and the Raw Women's Title. What a moment for the women, and what a moment for Becky Lynch. Becky Two Belts, baby. I love to see it again. Number 35, Sasha Banks versus Belair. If I'm saying that right, Belair. Jeez, I can never pronounce her name. I'm so sorry. WrestleMania 37. This was the SmackDown Tag Team. The SmackDown Women's Title, I should say. This match was awesome. I love to see it again. This is my opinion. Number 36, Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels in a ladder match, Intercontinental Championship, WrestleMania 10. What a moment this was for Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels. What a ladder match. What a great match. Number 37, Undertaker versus Kane, WrestleMania 20. What a moment. What a great match between two brothers going at it. I mean, what could you not want more from this match? All right, number 38, The Rock versus Stone Cold, WrestleMania 19. What a moment. I really love this match. This is probably one of my favorites of theirs. In general, I really love this one. Number 39, Triple H versus Randy Orton, WWE Championship, WrestleMania 25. I personally enjoyed their feud. I thought it was awesome. All right, number 40, Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens, the United States Championship match. And this is WrestleMania 33. What a match this was. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, it went from them being friends to enemies. It was just all over the place. But it was so great. You know what I mean? I mean, most matches kind of happen like that, you know? Anyways, that's all I have you guys today for Top 40 WrestleMania Matches. Don't hesitate to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, Podomatic app. Everywhere you could probably possibly find us. Follow us at Wrestle101K on Twitter, Wrestling Karen on Facebook, and of course, stay tuned for WrestleMania 38 predictions. Bye! And of course, coverage coming very soon. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I'm so sorry if it's all over the place. I'm trying to record it as best I can on my phone in the recording situation. But anyways, hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Let me know your own top 40 WrestleMania matches or moments in general. And who's excited for WrestleMania 38? Let me know what you're excited for. And I'll see you guys soon on the flip side. Bye!